I can remember it just like it was yesterday. It was my very first time that I was going to minister the word from the pulpit. I'd never done it before, and as I was studying throughout the week, with my main text being Matthew chapter 7, starting with verse 21, where it says, "Not everyone who says unto me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven." And as I was meditating on that word throughout the week, I had an open vision as I was standing in the middle of my kitchen, and this is what the Father says. He says, "You can ride a church pew to hell." And I said, "Excuse me, what did you say?" He says, "You can ride a church pew to hell." Now, when he said it, I was kind of astonished, and then I had this open vision. And what he showed me is someone who went to church all their little life, and they died, and when they died, they ascended. And as they was ascending, they got to a point where they saw heaven on one end, they saw hell on the other end. They're thinking, "Hey, I've been going to church all my little life. I've been doing pretty good and everything. Surely I'm a shoo-in for going to heaven." So they turn and they're heading towards heaven. And as they're walking towards the gates, all of a sudden, just before they was about to stretch out their hand to open the gate, a hook was reached around their waist and yanked them back towards hell. And it says, "You didn't make it." He says, "You went to church, but you never joined the church. You played church, but you never became a member of the church." And when I'm talking about the member of church, I'm talking about joining the body of Christ. Many people go to church out of tradition. Many people go out of church out of religion. Many people go to church and they check out the box. But the Father says many people who are sitting in church will not make it because they've never made a decision to join the church. It's more than just praying a prayer. It's actually, well, the moment that you start to make a prayer, that's the starting line. That's not the finish line. It's only the beginning. And I will tell you, at that moment, I cried. I mean, I don't think I'd ever cried like that before in my life, because it was so real to me. And I said, "Father, what do you want me to do with what it is you just said to me?" He says, "I want you to go out and I want you to share it." So I went, first of all, I went to my pastor at the time and I shared it with him. And then we began to go to different churches. It was a part of the denomination that I was a part of at that time. And before they ever ministered the word of God, they would always ask me to share that vision. And every time I shared that vision, no matter how many different places we went, 70 to 80% of the people who were there would stand up and they would answer the call. They would answer the altar call. And what are they doing? They're making a decision to stop playing church and made a decision to join the church. Many people are sitting in church, but they have never become a part of the church. In fact, I'll share this with you. I was sitting in a church probably, I would say maybe 3 months ago. The church was packed. And I was sitting there and the Holy Spirit said the exact same thing to me again. He says, if Jesus was to come back right now, most of the people sitting in this church right now would not make it. And I'm like, "What do you mean?" He says, "Because they are coming to church. Many are coming to church to check off a box and say, 'Yep, I went to church today,' but I'm not gonna, they haven't made a decision to do any of the things that they are saying. They're still playing church. They're coming to church on Sunday and they're living like the world the rest of the week." He said, if Jesus came back today, many would not make it. So why am I sharing this with you today? Why am I sharing this with you right now? Because the Father says, that same message I gave you many years ago, I need you to share it more now than ever before. It's time to stop playing church and become a member of the church. And it's so simple to do. It's as simple as saying 1, 2, 3. And according to Romans chapter 10, verses 8, 9, and 10, the word of God says it this way. It says, "What saith that the word of God is in your mouth, is in your heart. It is the word of faith which we preach. That if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God truly raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." So how do you do it? Man, it's this simple. Repeat this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I do believe Jesus Christ. He is the Son of God. I believe he died for me on the cross and carried my sins for me. I believe he's alive right now. He's risen. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. I confess with my mouth what I believe in my heart. That God, you have truly raised him from the dead. And as a result, I'm born again. Now, what do you do now? Now that you've made Jesus the Lord of your life, what do you do? You have to get in a word-based church that teaches you about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, teaches you about the love of God, and about the kingdom of God. Welcome into the family. Remember, this is the starting line, not the finish line. God bless you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.